Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 14th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of nonprofit news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. From basement to beacon, François Migliot builds art and education space in Chimayo, NM. After decades of perseverance, artist François Migliot is transforming his home in historic Chimayo into a 2,000-square-foot education and art space. Using pumice and adobe, Migliot is personally building the space from the ground up, dedicating 8 hours a day to his lifelong vision. The new facility will feature a permanent gallery, rotating exhibitions, and a video room for immersive art and science experiences, while also providing opportunities for students and the community to learn and collaborate. To support the project, Migliot has launched a crowdfunding campaign seeking $80,000. Once completed, the building will serve as the future home of the Migliot Foundation, hosting exhibitions, workshops, and programs that explore the intersections of art, science, and philosophy. Learn more or support the project at the provided link. Together We Rise. Community comes together to help residents displaced by fire. A fire at Adair Place Apartments in Goldsboro, NC displaced 50 residents, prompting KEHEC to launch their disaster relief initiative. With support from Remnant Management, Centrant Community Capital, First Bank, and individual donors, KEHEC provided gift cards for immediate assistance. The Goldsboro community also rallied, offering temporary housing, food, clothing, and school supplies. Teresa Naran of Pendergraph Management praised the community's generosity. KEHEC, a community development organization, focuses on affordable housing and supportive services in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions, offering various programs and initiatives. Learn more about their work on KEHEC's website. Baltimore Community Foundation announces 2025 Neighborhood Spotlight Award winners. Baltimore Community Foundation has announced the winners of its 2025 Neighborhood Spotlight Awards. These awards honor grassroots leaders in Baltimore neighborhoods with $5,000 grants for community-driven initiatives. Winners include individuals like Briah Evans of Requiety Culinary, Arialia Gavins of the Realia Institute, and Jeanette Graham of No Struggle, No Success, Inc. These leaders are recognized for their dedication to improving their communities through various programs and initiatives. The Neighborhood Spotlight Award winners will be honored at the annual State of BCF event on October 8, 2025, hosted by Chanda Briggins. To learn more about the awards and the Baltimore Community Foundation, visit bcf.org/spotlight.
Arc Broward opens applications for contestants and teen ambassadors for 2026 Miss Arc Broward pageant. Arc Broward is now accepting applications for contestants and teen ambassadors for the 2026 Miss Arc Broward pageant. Young women ages 6 to 17 with disabilities are invited to apply as contestants, while students can apply to be teen ambassadors to mentor and support during the pageant season. The event will take place on May 17, 2026 at 2 p.m. at the Parker in Fort Lauderdale. Contestants will gain self-confidence, participate in group activities, and receive professional headshots and prizes. Teen ambassadors play a vital role in mentoring and advocating for contestants. Applications are due by December 15th. To learn more and apply, visit the Arc Broward website. Arc Broward has been changing how people with disabilities are embraced and included since 1956, offering programs and opportunities for individuals to thrive in their communities. Khachatryan returns to Brussels with the legendary 1724 Kiesoveter Stradivari. Sergei Khachatryan returns to Brussels with the legendary 1724 Kiesoveter Stradivari, valued at around $16 million. This rare instrument has been played by iconic violinists like Maxim Vengerov and Augustin Hadalich. Supported by the Stretton Society, Khachatryan will perform Brahms' Violin Concerto and Schumann's Third Symphony with the Belgian National Orchestra. The concert symbolizes a revival of private patronage in classical music, with the Kiesewetter being a historic artistic partner. The Stretton Society, known for connecting rare instruments with exceptional artists, sees Khachatryan's partnership as a continuation of the violin's legacy. Crafted by Antonio Stradivari in 1724, the Kiesewetter embodies centuries of history and will bridge generations of violinists in its upcoming performance in Brussels.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.